Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. When Jesus Christ gave what is commonly called the limited commission, he sent his disciples to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He told them not to go into the way of the Gentiles, nor into any city of the Samaritans. Matthew 10:5-6. Our Lord was not discriminating against the Gentiles and the Samaritans, but was preparing the field for the full proclamation of the gospel to the whole world, Jews, Gentiles, and Samaritans. We know from the book of Acts that the gospel was first preached to the Jews, Acts 2, to the Samaritans, Acts 8, and then to the Gentiles, Acts 10. Jesus knew there would be some of the Jews who would not pay any attention to the preaching of his disciples. He warned the disciples, "And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet." Matthew 10:14. God, in his infinite love and grace, has provided the way of salvation. As the apostles went among the Jews preaching under the limited commission, they were telling the Jews what God demanded of them. If the Jews did not receive the apostles, nor listen to their message, they were in direct violation of the will of God. When the apostles departed from a house or from a city where the people had rejected the message of the limited commission, the apostles were to shake the dust off their feet as a token that the Jews had judged themselves unworthy to receive the message of salvation. To use Paul's words to the Corinthians, their blood was on their own heads. Acts 18:6. But why should the Jews be willing to sacrifice their own covenant with God for the gospel of Christ? After all, the Jews had lived under the Jewish covenant for almost 1,500 years. Why give it up with the coming of Jesus Christ? The truth is, dear friends, the prophets of the Old Testament had outlined many features of the new covenant. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Daniel, and other prophets had predicted the coming of Christ and of his kingdom. I invite you to read Jeremiah 31:31-34, and then see how that prediction was fulfilled in the new covenant, Hebrews 8:6-13. There was no reason why the Jews should have rejected the preaching of the apostles. Their message was grounded in the Jewish scriptures. In addition, the words of Christ and of his apostles were confirmed by the great miracles of the new covenant. The author of Hebrews asks, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them who heard him? God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with different kinds of miracles, and gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his own will." Hebrews 2:3-4. What will happen to those who rejected the limited commission and the great commission? Jesus tells us very plainly, "Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city." Matthew 10:15. I'm sure you remember what happened to those cities that had become so abominably wicked. They were simply wiped off the face of God's earth. Paul explains what rejecting the gospel will mean in the final judgment. "They shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power." 2 Thessalonians 1:9. In addition, our Lord said in the Great Commission, "He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. He who does not believe shall be condemned." Mark 16:16. My friends, I urge you to heed the warning of these verses from Matthew 10 and from other passages. If you have not obeyed the gospel, will you not do so today? Thank you, and may God bless you.